Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is Mike Garthaus of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and he's here to talk about the DNR's involvement with the IHSA's bass fishing program. The DNR has been instrumental in the program's development and growth, and in today's episode, Mike and I will talk about how IHSA and the Department of Natural Resources have combined efforts to create this first-of-its-kind bass fishing program in the country. Mike, welcome to Happenings.
Thanks for having me here.
Mike, before we get into how DNR and IHSA have worked together over the bass fishing program, why don't you just give our audience a brief overview of the kind of work DNR does for the state, maybe get into maybe specifically the division you work for and how your division works with people in our state and the types of services you provide.
Okay. The Department of Natural Resources varies in its role across the state. There's a lot of different parts of the DNR. I work for the Office of Resource Conservation, and I think that's what most people think of, the hooks and bullets part of it, where fish and wildlife happens. I work for the Division of Fisheries, and our main role is to protect and promote fishing across Illinois in our rivers and streams in Lake Michigan. We also help out private pond owners.
How many, not to put you on the spot, but just out of curiosity, how many, and I don't even know how we describe it, how many miles of water or how many available bodies of water, however you would describe that to somebody, how much space is there to fish in Illinois?
There's a lot. I mean, if you could add Lake Michigan in, there's a lot of water to fish in. I think a lot of people probably fish more in their private waters across the state than they do their our public waters, but we also have a lot of public waters across the state to fish in. Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you the number that we have, but it's a significant amount, you know, distributed across the state.
How many, would you have even a ballpark figure of how many people participate in fishing in Illinois? Do you guys track that even?
We don't, but they're different. Like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service does angler surveys across the country, and they will divide that up by state numbers. And once again, off the top of my head, I don't have numbers, but it's a significant number. Mm-hmm. And they even break that down, people fishing separate out from Lake Michigan to fishing of rivers and streams and to our public lakes.
Do you think from your experiences, has there been over the years an increase? I mean, do you think, maybe the better question is, do you think that this bass fishing program that the IHSA has put on has helped help grow fishing in general in our state?
It's been a concern across the country about declining fishing license sales. It's just not an issue that's happening in Illinois or concern Illinois. It's a concern countrywide. So what we look at is how do you gain people to buy a fishing license and make those lifelong anglers? And it seems or it appears that high school fishing is helping drive an increase in fishing license sales in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years since the IHSA started bass fishing in Illinois, and within, I'd say, the last 5 years, we've seen that growth across the country. And we've seen also an increase in license sales, generally speaking, across the country.
Yeah. Well, certainly that's been one of, I know, our selling points to schools who are looking to start programs that they can use in their communities and with their local boards of education, that certainly you're talking about an activity that's something you can do for your life. So I think that's one of the great benefits fishing offers its participants.
Yeah, I mean, the sale of fishing license helps fund what we do as a division to help, you know, protect and promote fishing across the state. It's all driven by license sales. So anything that we can do to help increase that participation, we're all for that. And to get our youth involved is a bonus. We do a lot of outreach for younger children, but then we don't have a lot of outreach for kids in the high school range. And if we could reach those kids that could potentially fish on their own without a family member, you know, that would also help.
Yeah. So specifically thinking about Division of Fisheries and the DNR on the bigger scale and how they've helped our program get its feet off the ground, so to speak, why don't you share with our audience the types of things and the type of support that DNR does provide our Bass Fishing State Series?
We try to find lakes that would be able to host the sectional tournaments on. We provide help getting the necessary permits. We also try to get our conservation police officers at the sectionals to do safety inspections on the boats before the tournaments start. Sometimes we offer assistance from our fisheries biologists at sectionals in the state, find us helping with releasing fish or holding fish. Occasionally we'll have a fish biologist help with the weigh-ins at sectional events. So I think we do provide some services throughout that. We're always looking for ways for the DNR to help out schools or expand programs across the state.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And I just think probably I would just want to tell you, this has been a partnership I think that's really been beneficial on both sides. And we would not be in the good spot that we're in with our bass fishing program had we not had the support of the Department of Natural Resources. So on behalf of our membership, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I appreciate the IHSA. Without the IHSA, we wouldn't have the amount of bass fishing and the youth events that we do. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's been a win-win for everybody. Well, thanks again, Mike, for joining us on this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.